Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, welcome to Patriot Family Chat. I am one of your hosts, Linda, coming at you from Oceanside, California, and Mr. Bill Strong from Indiana will be on the line in a couple minutes. And this show is brought to us by PatriotFamilies.com. That's Patriot Families with a Y-S. Please come to our site. We're going to revamp it. We're going to redo it. We're going to get going. And we're running out of time, folks. The reason I played taps is because we are watching the death of the Republic. We are witnessing it. So I see Rod's talking about recall for Rubio, recall for Flake. Yeah, Rubio is a flake. Flake's a flake. Bad people. Yeah, we've got a lot of problems. I hope Bill's okay and can get on the line because I know he's got vertigo. Yola's got some typing problems because she's had some little things going on with her hands. But hopefully everyone's getting better. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. I did put some stuff together. I've got amnesty. I've got what's going on in that. Senate on that. We've got President Pantload in Africa with his stupid garbage with redistribution of wealth. Stuff on Egypt, stuff on Syria, things locally in my neck of the woods. So, hey, FT, welcome to the show. I want to welcome Bill, Rod, Yella, and FT to the show. And we are going to talk about a lot of stuff. Just get Bill in here and we will go. That was a very sad thing that happened in Arizona with 19 people. I just can't believe that all that happened to those poor people and the firefighters in Arizona. And my thing is, I'm wondering how these fires are starting, and a lot of the problems is caused by these environmentalist wackos. And I know that in California, we have a lot of problems with these clowns. They have been destroying our state for the last 4 to 5 years, probably a lot longer, but that's coming to fruition more and more. What's happening is what they did to the Central Valley, because they were lying through their teeth about this environmentalist wacko nonsense of saving the Delta smelt, which is total BS, absolute total nonsense. So they have turned this beautiful Central Valley of a breadbasket for the entire United States and parts of the world into a desert, nothing but desert. They only get 20% of the water that they need. It is outrageous. I've had it. We need to take back our country, and I don't know how it's going to happen. Again, hopefully Bill can keep in here and get sound and get back in. So I we've had a lot of things going on. I want to get with the local news today. Here in San Diego, there's a couple things. This was a trial. They actually went to trial on this. It says the chalk protester found not guilty. Well, what happened was the guy was talking about his First Amendment rights. Well, I guess this was downtown and it was a B of A thing, so I'll give you a little background on it. It says the jury sent a real strong message that the First Amendment is alive and well in San Diego. You guys know, you guys have kids and grandkids, so you understand that stuff that the kids, they have chalk on the sidewalk and you take a hose and you wash it off. It's completely erasable and, you know, it just goes into the drainage ditch. Well, that's what this chalk was that he put on the windows and stuff. So he wasn't defacing property. He wasn't damaging it. He was just using that erasable, water-soluble chalk that the kids have. And he was, let me give you the rundown. So it says, the San Diego sidewalk chalk protester, whose markings outside three Bank of America branches led to prosecution on 13 misdemeanor counts, was found not guilty Monday on all charges, which was good news. The prosecution of Jeff Olson by city attorney and Jan Goldsmith. And it's kind of weird because I'm going to pick Bill up in a second, so I've got to get him in here. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Sitting here with Chad and another friend, just
awesome.
Trying to survive.
Oh, I know. Let me finish this, and then we'll get on to these points. So Jan Goldsmith is actually a conservative, which is kind of surprising to me that he would bring charges against this guy. It says it actually attracted national attention and was the subject of a Chalkupy protest in San Diego over the weekend. So the prosecutors maintained that vandalism is a serious issue and said there was no political aspect to their prosecution. Yeah, right. It says graffiti remains vandalism in the state of California, but it really wasn't graffiti because there was no loss. You just take a hose and get rid of it. So they were overreacting, I think. Spokesman for Goldsmith, under the law, there is no First Amendment right to deface property, even if the writing is easily removed, whether the message is aimed at banks or any other person or group. We are, however, sympathetic to the strong public reaction to the case and the jury's message. Oh, good. I'm sure glad they acknowledged we the people for once. So the guy who did this said he called his mother in Oregon immediately after the verdict with the news. She told him she was nervous about the outcome and cried tears of joy. Anyway, it says, I'm really relieved, this man said. It's been an incredibly stressful situation. It feels good to know that the people of San Diego, as represented by the jury, are on my side. He was 40 years old. He repeatedly scrawled anti-bank slogans on sidewalks outside three Bank of America branches using water-soluble children's chalk. It says, I would write what I was thinking that day. And he said this after the verdict, describing the writings. He used Matthew 21:12, the Bible verse where Jesus kicks the bankers out of the temple. Sometimes I would write, no thanks, big banks. And then he goes, let's see if I can find it. Sometimes shame on Bank of America. Then I started to get more creative. So it's kind of cool to see that we had one victory here. So just wanted to share that with you. And hello, Chad, everybody that's there, and everybody in the chat room. Thank you guys for joining us. So what's on your mind today, Bill, besides everything?
We've been sitting here talking about Egypt and the whole deal there in Egypt. You know, they can say what they want. Obama supported Morsi being put into office and the Muslim Brotherhood. And to me, why isn't anyone throwing a fit about giving money to traitors or talking about treason when you're handing money to our enemies?
Did you see the giant banner in Egypt in that protest written in English?
Yes.
The people are saying they're using signs in English telling Americans about Obama promoting the MB. I mean, these people are doing it in giant block letters and a banner telling us and making sure that the cameras are getting it. This is insane.
You've heard several of us talk about this stuff for months and months now, maybe even a couple of years, talking about these things. The constant handing of money and weaponry to our enemies is treason. I don't care what, if they
Nobody's
are his
stopping
studies,
him. They don't care.
Yeah, that's
they
what
don't.
I'm saying. Nobody is stopping him.
Look, we're on our own. You know we're on our own. You realize
well,
that.
Look at
I mean,
Egypt. Look at Egypt.
I know.
Yeah, look at Egypt right now.
Did you?
I gotta
there were
tell
33
I can
million
see the
people.
United States look. I can see the United States looking like that.
Yep. Yeah, if we're lucky enough not to be put into FEMA camps, you know what they're planning on.
If
they
the
got,
people were truly awake and weren't lulled asleep by the mainstream media and the Democratic lies and just weren't indifferent. If they were truly awake, the entire population, like apparently Egypt seems to be, if our population was that awake, there'd be 100 million of us standing in D.C.
Absolutely. Oh, I agree, because there was 33 million on that one site that Pat Hitley put up on Facebook. And look. Glenn talked about this way back when that stupid Arab Spring happened, and the evil one in our White House was talking about, you know, he was all for it, and of course he loved the Occupy group, and that idiotic brain dead stretch Piglosi is running around, you know, touting these morons. Of course, every one of these communists are on the wrong side of everything. I mean, it is just look, and you knew, and look at all the people. You go in, you do your research, and you look up how many people that I've seen not only on Facebook but other actual reports from legitimate news agencies about how many people in our government that SOB has put into high positions in our highest levels of government, of the MB people. And you've got Congress people that are Muslim Brotherhood people, all these clowns. I mean, Ellison and the rest of them, and the list goes on and on. They're sympathizers. The SOB is in the White House is a Muslim, for God's sakes. I mean, he's been indoctrinated in Karl Marx since he was probably born. His whole family was red. Every single one of them, plus his mentors. Please, what do you expect? And they keep voting for this guy, and nobody, because I'll tell you something. We have a Senate and we have a House of ill repute. Are you listening, Eric Cantor? Paul Ryan, that's what you are. You're not a House of Representatives. You make me sick. They don't represent anybody but themselves.
Anyone who supports amnesty,
including Rand Paul, yep,
support American people at all.
Oh, I know.
There's only two reasons these people would give out amnesty. One, to line somebody's cheap left.
Yep.
Or two, because they see as voting will keep their vote. They will vote to keep them in power. It's the only reasons. It ain't about what's best for the country.
Oh,
but
no.
The truth is, they know that this amnesty is not best for the country. And when you're going to give a bonus to hire one of them over a legal citizen, well, that just tells, that should tell the entire public right there what they're up to.
Yeah, you know, I've been posting this and posting this. In fact, I got a whole bunch of faxes from Numbers USA today, and I picked and choose which ones I was going to send. And boy, I sent a bunch of them. And I put my comments at the end, and I said, you people don't give a rat's behind about what we the people want. You shove everything down our throats, whether it's amnesty, the ACA healthcare law. We don't want it. You don't represent anybody. You know what I did today? I called Feinstein and Boxer philosopher kings, and I told them, you people think you're God, but I have news for you, and so does he. I was so livid. I'm fed up.
Well, it's getting out of hand. And
yeah,
they've been pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to find a button to make the public explode so they can enforce this martial law that they've built up for.
Oh, sure. And now they
and the public hasn't bit.
Did you see, what was it, how many thousands of troops? Was it 15,000 Russian troops that Obama decided to come and get? I don't even know if they're here. Who the hell knows who's here? He's got his brown shirts, his DHS, the TSA, and the SOBs. He's importing everybody. Oh, lovely. Through both borders, I'm sure. Or he's probably flying them in on Air Force Two. Stupid schmuck. You know, and nobody, not one person in our, not one of those 535 idiots will do a thing. Not one thing.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I get so damn sick and tired of hearing how our immigration system is broken.
It's not
broken. You have never enforced it. The only thing that is broken is the government who will not enforce the law.
Yeah,
where's
that's
the
what
punishment
I said
for these employers that hire them?
I know.
Where's the punishment for these people who house them? It never comes. It never comes. Right here in my county, Andy Royalty, a guy started with nothing. He used the young people at first and didn't even, half the time, didn't even pay them for the jobs they did. And then he started hiring illegals, and he built his business on the backs of using illegals. I don't know why people weren't filing unfair labor practices against him, because he was paying cheaper labor. They couldn't compete. He was underbidding everybody, and now he's part of the government.
Oh, yeah. So, look, on this, I told him in my synopsis at the end, you've done numbers, so you know how to fax this stuff. Anyway, I told him, I said, look, I said, no amnesty. We do not need immigration reform. We need enforcement. You have all the laws you need. You do not enforce them. And the next time I get a chance to do it, I'm going to put down my other bullet points. Stop the welfare. Stop the education. Stop the health care. Stop the freebies and the food stamps and the education and the jobs. Cut off the money
let's
supply.
Be real. Why are we paying to send people who are actually here illegally?
I know.
That they just want to abuse the, which is the Fourth Amendment.
Right.
Yeah. That little segment in there about being born here, that was not meant for the children of illegals.
No,
that was
that's
meant
correct
for the children of slaves.
Oh, and the other thing I'm going to tell them is not one more anchor baby. This is crap. We're not doing it anymore. And you need to punish the employers. You need to secure the border better. You don't have to sew it up like the Great Wall of China.
How about pull Spanish out of the schools and start teaching English?
I know. Oh, well, you got to get rid of Common Core and Agenda 21 to do that. And you know it. And the teachers' unions. You know, look what we're up against. And believe me, I have said all of this before. You know, and then what did Rand Paul say? Something about, I guess, the Tea Party conservatives. He thinks we want them, the illegals in concentration camps. No, we want them deported. Or we want them with
actually,
no money.
Rand Paul, if we want anybody in a concentration camp, it would be our who can't seem to follow the Constitution or our laws. You're the ones who should be in some kind of camp.
Yep.
We need to build a Guantanamo for them, but it don't need to be as nice.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you heard about
Send
all
them
that.
Leavenworth.
I think they ought to go to Pitcairn's Island or something worse. I don't know. But, no, seriously, I think it was, it was on Glenn's radio show, and he was talking. He went through all these bullet points. They were kind of laughing because, I mean, if it wasn't so horrendous, it would be funny. I mean, with all the – they had so many demands, these Muslim schmucks that are in Guantanamo Bay. And it's unbelievable. I mean, they've got the prayer rugs. They've got the this. They've got the special that, the special TVs, the everything. I mean, unbelievable what they get. It's like even the poor schmucks who are illegals and they're the gang members thrown into the regular prisons, like, you know, all the ones in California that still actually have them and they haven't been let out onto the streets yet, you know, by our stupid-ass governor. Oh, God.
I like how they always use this fact, oh, we need workers. You can't even provide jobs for the legal citizens.
Oh, I know.
But if you want cheap labor, I would suggest using nonviolent inmates.
There you go. That's one way. Yeah, I mean, look, there's always been regimes, well, policies in our country where they've made out that we've actually gone and done something sensical and commonsensical, but not anymore. It's beyond. Every time I get up in the morning and I see more of this stuff, and I look at Syria and they're beheading Christians with butcher knives, and the children are cheering. And the cops in Hawthorne or some damn place killing dogs in the street because and arresting somebody for taking a. They don't like to be filmed anymore, you know. I don't know if you saw that one on Facebook. It was pretty disturbing. It kept me awake last night. It was just horrible what they do to our citizens. And you know what? That crap they pulled in Katrina is coming to a town near you real soon. And I'm telling you, there's when you get a chance, you guys, if you're on Facebook, look up the guy. His name's Scott Evans, and I think he's in Georgia. But he's been putting out this part 1, 2, and 3 of his Obama rants and talking about, you know, what to do and why, you know, why he's so against him and stuff. And they're like 15 minutes long. They're like YouTube videos and they're very good. Check those out because,
Seen anything in the media about the blacks marching against amnesty?
Not a thing. Absolutely not.
No, I find that kind of odd that that's been totally ignored by the media.
I'm telling you, Bill, they don't give
but
a rat
somebody,
anything.
Somebody's getting it. Those leaders that are leading those people, they're getting it. Because it is going to be more devastating to the black community than to anybody.
Sure. Yeah, especially in the beginning, in the short term. In the long term, forget it. Look, everything's on fire. It's a mess. We have no economy.
If you took out that last amnesty that they gave in 86, and you wouldn't allow none of them here since then,
I know.
Blacks would still be the number two population in the country.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Oz was writing in there, and he's correct. Their livelihood's destroyed. Look, the entire country's like, but yeah, it'll affect the blacks worse because those poor things, they've been, I mean, even after Martin Luther King got what he needed to get for these people so they didn't have to ride in the back of the bus and they could drink out of water fountains, for God's sakes, throughout the country, they have been keeping those – look what they did to Detroit. Look what they've done to Chicago. Look at this mess. Those – I mean, my God, and other places all through the United States, if there's any concentration of black neighborhoods. They're riddled with black Planned Parenthood. They're riddled with God knows what kind of, you know, union run schools and Common Core, and nobody can read. And you can even go into neighborhoods where my grandnieces are, and these kids have a lot of money. And this is a pretty nice area here in San Diego. They've got Common Core all through California. They've got kids here that are white or privileged or whatever, and their parents have money. They can't spell, read, and write and do math either. So this is the whole nation. And the Democrats have been doing this. Bill, you know this. If you know your history, they have been keeping the blacks on the plantation for a long, long time.
Well, they've got quite a few whites on that plantation, too.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
People who feel entitled. People who think they're owed. I had a guy the other day say something about, they all take the money away from the wealthy and give it to the other people. I'm like, well, the other people maybe should start earning some.
You know what? I didn't say it to this one guy, but next time I see him, and if he ever comes to me with any of his communist rhetoric, I swear to God, I'll go off on him. But back in the campaign when the fair-haired Willard Mitt Romney got the nod for the to throw away the election, as did McShane. This kid came to me and he said something about, you know, he's brainwashed. He doesn't understand capitalism because he doesn't read anything. Not that you and I have ever lived in a really true free market capitalist society, probably since 1852. I don't know, but I would bet on it. And he said we should take, you know, those bumper stickers where he didn't have a running mate at the time. It just said Romney. And he said he wanted to take the letters and rearrange them so that it says our money. And I didn't even know what to say to this clown other than, you know, the next time that conversation comes up, I would ask him, what are you talking about? How can any of this of his money belong to you ever under any circumstances? It doesn't make sense to me. These people.
I'd ask him, does Bill Gates' money belong to you? Does IML's money belong to you?
Yeah,
does Bloomberg's money
Warren
belong
Buffett?
To you?
Yep.
Does Maurice Strong's
Warren
money
Buffett.
Belong to you?
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, try screwing with Maurice's money and they won't find you.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, he's evil. I put the same onus on Gates and Warren Buffett. And they're all in bed, you know, and IMELT, my God, he's been in bed with Obama since day one. And you know that. Everybody knows
Gates,
that.
If anybody paid attention, they'd see Gates invest in all these depopulation things and at the same time comes around and tries to push you to take a vaccine. Do you trust him?
Oh, my God.
Him?
No. Look who else is behind. Jeb Bush and the Gates Foundation are behind this Common Core. They are pushing all the wrong things. And you know what? I posted on Facebook.
The Bushes are a part of Agenda 21 and sustainable development.
Yes, absolutely.
Family, not just one of them. The entire
family. Oh, you know I know that. So, I mean, I've been doing some research on this stuff, and people have been sending me stuff on this, on the old Skull and Bones Society and all these secret societies, et cetera. And so I posted on Facebook, and they had Jeb Bush's ugly picture up there, and I said, oh, you mean the Jeb Bush, the Bush family that belongs to the Skull and Bones Society and all these other secret societies throughout time and are proponents of ABC that, you know, we're all against and they're on the wrong side of everything? That Jeb Bush? That's what I said.
Exactly.
Because,
I've seen an article where Jeb Bush was promoting amnesty because he said we need repopulated. And I said, then why is Jeb Bush, because he had met with Oprah and Gates and Bloomberg and some others on world depopulation.
Of course.
What the hell? He's playing both sides of the fence.
Oh, look, I'm telling
the Bushes, of the Bushes, when they made that cartoon, I'm afraid it was true. Jeb is brain dead.
Well, here's the thing. I think so. The old man Bush was, too, especially as he got older, but panty waist. These guys are the best actors on the planet. Forget Catherine Zeta-Jones. Forget all these great actors. Let me tell you something. Those Oscars they hand out to them is BS. They should be going to these politicians because they can put on the sheep's clothing like nobody else. I've never seen anything like it. And they're good. Oh, they're good because they've got everybody snowed. Not me and you, but, you know, the rest of them. Oh my God, it's disgusting to me. They are liars.
There's no common sense. Common sense could do better than all these so-called educated that we have in our election. Get rid of them. Find a common sense, common guy or woman.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to get rid of these people seeking their own self-interest, their own self-glory, their own self-promotion and stuff.
I know.
We need the biggest thing we can do in this country is stop insider investing by our elected. From the local level all the way to the top, it's got to be stopped. That is allowing people to buy politicians.
I agree with you. Look, it all needs to go. Were you on last night? I can't remember if you were in the chat room. I think you were.
Yes.
I was. Yeah. Okay. Ron has talked about this. I mean, we pretty much came to the conclusion that we need to find a really good tombstone for the Republic because it's falling quickly. And
it is.
We know this. It is. It's very sad. It's very sad to watch. And my show tomorrow, I've got several items here that I want to share with you guys because I'm going to be reading them and trying to figure this whole thing out. I came across some really amazing things from Sam Adams and from 1798 on the Kentucky Resolution, et cetera. These are just wonderful things. And I think that anybody, you and me and Ron and Yo and a couple others, believe me, we could do so much better. I'm not kidding. I mean, because two or three of us together, probably our IQs outdoes the 545 easily, easily, because those people are insane. They are either
pagan
socialists.
They're all self-serving.
Well,
and I guarantee
if
you check the investments of each and every one of them, you will find they have all made investments since they've taken office.
Yeah, and look, I was talking to my mom this morning about this stuff, and she says, what is it about these people? I says, everything they do is for about like the Rothschilds. It's all about controlling the money, controlling the people, controlling the whole planet, controlling everything because they think they're God. And I said, the problem is they're not, and they are godless. And someday they're going to know about that. And they serve mammon. You know that's what it is. They get in there, and I swear to God, they get elected and sworn in and built within 2 weeks. I would profess to you that this is what's going on. They lose their souls to Satan pretty quick, pretty quick.
It reminds me of a rock song, 21 off the 2112 album by Rush, "The Temples of Syrinx," and the meek shall inherit the earth.
Right. Well, that's biblical. I know that. I've been reading that stuff, so, which is in my lovely Bible, which I need to grab and find out what I did with you. It's hiding. No, I see it. I was rearranging papers. It's astounding to me what's happening. And then, did you hear any of the garbage that came out of the mouth of that horrible rat in chief on the global, when he was in Africa and he called us flat earthers and he's talking about the global warming and he doesn't have time for us. And then he's talking about the green energy for Africa. I want to puke. It's all about redistribution of wealth for Africa.
That
from
ain't what
us.
It is, Linda. You're wrong. He's invested in the carbon exchanges.
Right, right.
That's what
no,
that,
I know.
It ain't about sharing the wealth except with each other, with him and his cronies.
Right, no. What he's
look
doing,
at who all is invested. I'm telling you. Both parties, the top guys in both parties are all invested in foreign carbon exchanges. They stand to make $40 billion a year, the first year, off of a global carbon tax.
I know.
And nobody, if everybody just could see the list of who all's invested in these exchanges set up to make money, they would see who's behind the lies.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, I know. Look, we got Al Gore, you got all the Murray Strongs, you've got Immelt, you've got Obama, Piglosi, probably Boxer and Frank of Weinstein. I mean, everybody that's involved in this, you know. And Warren Buffett too. Look, that's why they do everything. They do everything for their own expediency, you know that. They
well,
and their cronies.
If they gain that kind of wealth, they gain power with that wealth. And the global carbon tax will give them power over people. That's the beginning step. Once you get that first step in, there's nothing to stop the rest of it. Then it'd be, well, we're doing all this and that and this and that because of global warming. But the damn problem they got is that is the lies have been exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody, not every country, and not everybody is buying into their crap.
You're damn right. And you know who?
And that's
you
what
want,
makes
you...
me madder than when somebody comes up here and starts pushing that global warming crap at me because they don't have, they don't know what they're talking about.
I know. And you want to know something else? You know what's really the irony of it? In Bonn, Germany, in 1992 is where ICLEI was formed as a company. And now the entire country of Germany is like saying no to this crap. They're kicking out Agenda 21, and they know that this is BS, and they're standing up against it. And there's like
that's the
okay.
sadness. There are many countries in the world more aware of what's going
yes.
on. Monsanto's been thrown out of how many countries?
I know.
Our
and you
country,
know what else?
Our country, because our top elected are invested in it,
yep.
are embracing it. And they don't
yep.
care that they're poisoning the children and the people.
Nope. They're sick.
They're making money.
That's
and they're
all.
Gaining control. They're killing off the bees so that the only crops there'll be is their Monsanto crap.
Right. So who does this tell you that they're worshiping besides mammon? It sounds to me
well,
like
all
the
know,
adversary.
We all know that we all know in the end it comes down to evil and good. There is no in-betweens.
Yeah.
There is
no
fence sweaters. And those who try to sit on the fence, well, I'm sorry to tell them, they will fall on the side of those who are against God.
Yeah, and you know what? I put that to Boxer and Feinstein because I was so ticked off, man. I said you think you're God, and I says, well, I have news for you, and so does he. I was just, you know, I and then I sent it because I can't take these people anymore, and I can't take the idiots in my neighborhood, and I, you know, and the ones that I come up against. I know exactly what you're going through. Look, all these people, they like I said, they are. The money changers. They are the worshipers of mammon. They do not care about anyone. They're very, very self-serving. You know that. They're the most selfish, self-centered, nihilistic, evil, narcissistic, just like I'm describing Obama as I'm speaking. But we all know that. I mean, it's disgusting. I don't even know where to begin with these people. But it's okay. He gets the last word. He will put them where they need to go. You know. It's
yeah,
true.
He does. Oh, yeah, we all know. They know, too. They're
no, you know what?
How
some
many
of
they
them...
can take down with. You know, Misery Loves Company, yeah. Linda. They're trying to see how many they can take down with them.
I think these people are so stupid and so mental that
I mean,
they really think.
Here,
yeah.
Here, we're taught if it's worth having, it's worth working for.
Right. Right.
So why don't I don't understand other places where I go to. How it's so different there. But here in this little podunk, Jackson County, Indiana, everywhere but Seymour, the people believe you earn what you get.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's places like that all over this great land. There's a lot of people. Look, all the people that I have met on Facebook, all the people through Patriot Families, you guys, everybody in my group with Barbara and all these guys that are fighting Agenda 21, everybody I've met in the last 5 years, let me tell you, they go from every city, just like, you know, those 700 cities that ICLEI's involved in. Well, there's 700 or more cities that are probably a lot more than that who understand what you and I understand, and they're sick of it. We feel like we're alone because we are. This is a big country, and there's a lot of space in between of us. But what we need is this internet, this Blog Talk Radio, and we probably eventually will all get ham radios because that's the only way we're going to be able to deal with each other. And you know that. You know that. That's common. So,
well, unfortunately,
but we're
I
not
do
alone.
Know it. And I've been gathering people around me, my own kind of people around me, that many of them I got around me is like, I got this one lady with me because this lady knows what is medicine, what is food in the woods. She has no
Thank
equal.
God. Thank God.
And I've got
Thank
other
God.
People like that, you know, that specialize in different things. Several of us have been military.
Yes.
A lot of us have just been raised in the woods and stuff, but we know what's
right.
coming. It's obvious.
Right. Right. Oh, I know. So I'm just hoping that there's plenty of time for me left because I need to, you know, have it together and be able to. I just don't, when it all melts down, I do not want to be in a big city, and I'm in a big city, and it scares me. It really does. I don't know where I'm, I don't know what to do. There's nowhere, you know what I mean? There's no way
I
out
do know
for
what
me.
You mean. I do know what you mean. I've lived in bigger cities, and I always felt confined and trapped. it's like I had to get out. And every weekend, well, every time I got a day off, I got out of the city.
Yeah, here's
the
deal. Because if it melts down, they're gonna be able to cordon everything off. They're gonna be able to know who, you know, they'll have all the thoroughfares messed up. Everything will be like martial law. There won't be any way to get out of here unless I could teleport myself someplace, and I don't know how to do that. So you know what I'm saying? That's what scares me.
Yeah, it's a long distance between there and here.
Yeah,
I know what you mean. You know,
I mean, I'm just thinking just to get to damn Nevada, just to get to the desert.
Someone asked me today, with all the timber and the woods that we have over here on this side of the Mississippi, how come we never have these wildfires?
Well, you know what? I think they're being set. I'm going to lose Rod and Oz. They're going, good night, Rod. Be blessed, love. And I got FT in you. That's all right. We can hang out here.
Right.
Yeah, I know they're being set in California. I bet on it. I don't know by whom. I don't know whether it's the Muslim Brotherhood. I don't know whether it's the La Razas. I don't know who it is. But I would bet that that's what's going on. And because they've got their Agenda 21 just perfectly set up here in California with the lack of water and their manipulating of their fascism with the water authorities and the transportation element and the ICLEI. And, I mean, it's horrible.
I'm going to tell you, Linda, they're using the weather. They've had the capability for years to use the weather.
Yep.
And they are directing the moisture out of the southwest and that area and stuff up in here to the northeast.
Yep.
Or whatever you want to call us, northern Indiana, all of us. We have had rain every day for weeks now.
I know.
You know. And it's never a great amount, but it's enough that it's building up.
Yeah, they've got more than, look, there's at least, I think, 10 or 11 HARPs in the United States, and I think there's 15 total around the world. Now they've got their machine built. They've got their huge Utah grid data collecting stuff. They're pushing for Common Core. They're pushing for greenness. They're pushing us out of our cars. They're taking away our First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights, Fourth Amendment rights, Fifth Amendment, you name it, except they haven't done the third yet. I guess the next will be that they'll quarter soldiers in our houses.
I once read a book called Weather Wars. I'm not sure who wrote it, but I'm going to look it up and try to find it again. Weather Wars. In that book, it describes pretty much exactly what's happening today. It is.
Yes.
It's scary how accurate they are.
Yeah, and you know what else they're doing? Look at the bio stuff. Look at the vaccinations, the geoengineering of the food, the modified food, the
they're
Ebola
trying
virus.
To engineer a totally docile human being who follows orders.
And they're doing the depopulation with the GMO foods and the Monsanto and the killing of the bees. These people, and you know what? The last time I was on, I think it was Facebook or one of them, there was a couple
places.
And
they're using chem spray. They're using chem spray on all of us, too.
Yes, that too. They're destroying every aspect of our lives.
Linda,
chemical
guess what they use underground to grow plants?
I don't know.
They pump CO2 in there.
Oh, gee. Why don't they take the bastards in the Senate with their hot air and send them down there for about 2 weeks? That'll grow everything.
I've said. If they ever try to go to their little tunnels and hideaways underground, we seal them some bitches in. They never get out.
Honey, you just call me up on the phone and I'll be with you. I'm there. Anything you need. I'll tell you what. Oh, my God, that's funny. I love it. As long as you can find out where it all is, man, you let me know. I'll show up.
Well, there's people, that's all they do is spy on them to see what they're up to and stuff.
Good.
And that's been
like
revealed,
Alex
too.
Jones. Yeah, I know. Okay, here's
someone
another thing.
Someone said something to me about Alex Jones, and they said, yeah, he put that stuff on there about FEMA camps and they don't exist. And I said, dude, I'm here to tell you, when he put that on there, I went to Crown Point, Indiana.
Good.
He wasn't lying. They exist.
Oh, my God. Yep. And
I've never seen nothing like it.
Oh, my God. That's scary as all get out. You know what? All this stuff they have, Bill, like the bunkers and the FEMA camps and the Utah Grid Center, why the hell aren't we blowing this crap up? What's wrong with us?
Well, here's the arrogance of them all. Who invented that stuff they have?
Who invented it all?
People invented it all. What do you think common people have invented that they ain't got?
Brains, for one.
Well, that's true. But I'm telling you, the public is so much well armed than just guns. And the government, if they don't know that, they're stupid.
I agree.
There was a kid in Vincennes that made a little laser thing that would have ate right through a tank.
I know you were telling me about it. We're going to have a blast in Delaney because I've got two areas, one in my purse and one in my suitcase, to take notes. And Chad, continue laughing but you know what? In 10 days, we're going to have a blast. I can hardly wait. And I was going to tell you that I found my dad's fishing poles, so I'm not going to bring those reels yet because I'm going to wait till I move there, and then y'all can help me put them up together. And we can fish for days because everything's in great condition. I've even got an old tackle box that he left behind that I don't even know what to do with. So you guys have to teach me. Because I was like real small when he taught me how to fly fish and stuff. So I forgot.
I have a fly rod, but I have never fly fished myself. My mother has, but I haven't.
He's got like several poles. So there's like the kind that you can do that with, and there's a kind for trout fishing. There's all different ones. So you guys would know by looking at them.
Yeah, that used to be my job in the summertime, was fix everybody's reels.
Right. So exactly. And you're going to have a little bit on your hand. I only have three of them, but I think there's like at least four or five fishing poles that I can see out there. And there's this really little cute old tackle box. And there's a couple things in there that can be still used, other things that need to be thrown away. But, you know, it's like really cool. And I remember fishing with him when I was a kid. And, even a teenager, we had so much fun. Cooking trout that was freshly caught. Oh, my God. It was just amazing. Absolutely.
I remember being young, Linda, and my family would go to the river and fish. And we would catch fish and put them in gunny sacks. Tie them off.
Uh-huh.
But that's, we were feeding the family.
Of course. Absolutely. You know,
we'd
and
all go hunting the same thing. Feeding the family.
Absolutely.
And when you've been brought up that way, compared to people in the city, that the only way they know how to feed their family is to go to the store.
I know. Look, you and I are going to have a lot to learn. I'm going to have a lot to learn from you. But when the time comes, because you're going to turn me into a Indiana country girl. It's going to be quite a challenge. It's going to be interesting, let me tell you what. Oh, my God. Absolutely.
I have a spoiled wife. So she doesn't have to do all the things that some of us, but it's not that she hasn't done them before.
Right.
She just has outgrown doing them for the moments and stuff because it's easier to do things another way. But a lot of people still do things the old-fashioned way around here.
Sure. But, well, you know,
I just blanched and froze big, big bags of green beans.
Great. You know what? I just got two little tiny harvests of beans just recently, and they actually turned out really, really well. And I have some I can eat tonight, but I have to, like, go out there every couple days and see which ones are growing and stuff. I got one tomato plant that's going to be cool. My basil plant's doing great. So I just have to wait till probably the end of July or something to see some fruition on the cukes and the zucchini.
We picked blackberries, and we got someone making a blackberry cobbler for Saturday at Delaney.
Oh, my God, Bill. This is amazing. I'm going to gain 20 pounds in 3 days. I know that. So, but I've been going to the gym the whole week. I just joined it a week and a half ago. I've been going every day. I think I missed Sunday, but I even went today because I thought I got to do a whole half hour. I got all my crunches, all my everything's. So it's been quite an amazing situation. Hey, Doc, welcome to the show. So glad that you're here. I'm excited about Delaney. I'm excited about learning how to do all the things I'm going to be learning when I get to Delaney for permanently because you know, it's going to be hard for me. I got a lot of friends here. I've been here many, many years in Southern California. I've got my sister, her whole family, all my dancer friends, all my Patriot friends that I've met for 5 years now. I mean, it's not going
to
be easy.
But
you know what, Bill? I can't live under communism. I got Jerry Brown. I got them all here. I mean, they are crazy. They're crazy.
I can't remember what movie it is that of, where a guy does something and he says, I always had a problem with authority. I have a problem with authority is don't tell me to do something if you know that it's stupid, because I'm going to know it's stupid.
Right, right. Well, that's the whole thing is, you know, we've got to be very, very careful. We must question with boldness and educate ourselves and speak without fear, because thank God we still have portions of the First Amendment. They're trying to take, you know, they're trying to take it all away. And the only way they can, that's why they've been trying to disarm us since the schmuck got back in 2012. And he started screaming about Sandy Hook and screaming about this and trying to push it through the Senate. And you know what? There's no way in hell. I don't think it's going to happen in my lifetime. If it does, it will be Armageddon. Believe me, there will be a lot of pain, and there's going to be some of us, Bill, who make it through and some of us who don't. But I'll tell you one thing. None of us are going down against these BASTARDSs without a fight. There is no way. I don't care. I will go.
Someone said, how do you expect to win? I said, Betty, when I die, I win.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, and they can have all.
He looked at me. It took him a second to get what I was telling him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He says, oh,
but, you know,
And I said, that's it in a nutshell. It's about my faith, guy.
Yeah,
I fight for faith. My faith tells me to fight.
Yep. We fight in victory. And what I told Ron, I think it was on one of the Skype conversations I had with him, I said, I want one thing on my tombstone, and that is absent from the body, present with the Lord. That's what I want written. And there you have it. Right? That's the promise I got.
That's it. You know.
Oh, you betcha. You betcha.
I go out and I talk and I tell people, you know, the United States has provided me one hell of a life, people.
Mm-hmm.
I should be writing them. If you saw my life, some of it would scare you. Some of it would probably offend you. But there's parts of my life that would just make your heart burst and tears come to your eyes. But it's been because God has always been there with me, and God has took me through the whole thing. And I've lived this life to the fullest I could.
Wow.
And God's still with me.
Oh, sure. You know.
Everybody's telling me, you're going to have to back off this vertigo and stuff. You're on the verge of having a stroke. You know what? I don't care. It's my country.
I know.
And I cannot give up as long as I'm breathing.
I know. I agree with you. Absolutely. It's not easy. It's a tough fight, dude. Look, when you look at what happened, I mean, what really ticks me off? You've got libtards running around. We had Ben Franklin, George Washington, even, you're going to love this one, our French buddy, who was a very, very close, almost like a son to George, and that was Lafayette from France. They fought 8 long years. They signed that declaration. They went through hell. George Washington used to take his horse when he could, even from like a mile away or 2 miles to a church every Sunday if he could do it. His wife spent 50% of her time on the battlefield with her husband sewing clothing for those poor soldiers who were just farmers. Good Lord. And then they fought and fought and fought against the tyranny of this idiotic European Fabian socialism garbage, communist-style garbage. And now we have the progressives wanting to bring all that crap back here that we won our independence from. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't to me. I want
to
slap them upside the head. I want to slap them upside the head. I mean, it's just...
For me, I'm just a plain country boy. But you're attacking the three big loves of my life. My God, my country, and my family.
Yep.
And I'll take you all on.
You know what?
By myself, if I have to. I'm just that way.
And my buddy Scott, when he did his rant, he was really cool. He said, you know what? He says, we've got the first thing in my is my God, and of course my family, and he says, and my weapons to defend the fourth one, my country, because this country was built on guns. Without them guns, you and I wouldn't be standing here today. You know what I'm saying? Believe that. If you know, every single time they wanted to oppress somebody and put them into hell, they took their weapons. Every single time. I defy anybody to tell me otherwise on any time in recorded history. Any time.
I have never red or seen my country in the state it's in. Never
except
read about
in the
it,
Civil
never
War.
Seen it. I don't
except
even know
the...
that it was the Civil War. We weren't as divided as we're being divided now. We're being divided on many more levels than we were in the Civil War.
I know.
And it is done, it's being done on purpose.
Oh, yes. It's
I'm
evil.
I'm going to say, how bright is the gay world who's supporting Obama, knowing at the same time he's bringing so many Muslims here a year, and they're going to try to put in their Sharia law, which is going to request that was, when it does happen, which means they're
yep.
going to kill every one of you gay people.
Yeah, Doc says it's not our country anymore. It's their – well, look, we've got so many
we
factions.
We need a Christian
got,
country. We
yeah.
need a Christian country where
we need,
can go
we need,
and not be persecuted by non-believers and idiots.
Yeah, and progressive idiots and libtards. Yeah, no, exactly. It's like it's hanging by a tiny thread right now, and it has been for a long time. I don't know how much time we have. I know it's a mess. I know that the fall of the Republic has already happened. We're just seeing the dust kind of going up right now. We haven't been in
Girl,
the
middle. Girl,
that's
why we live every day to the fullest.
Yes. Oh, yeah, but you know what? In fact, this week, okay, tomorrow's my show. There's all kinds of Independence Day stuff going on. Which in Oceanside, because a couple of our cities here, I think it's, I can't remember if it's San Marcos or one of them, but Oceanside, they're celebrating their 125th anniversary as being cities. We've got fireworks going on. We've got all these things happening. And Thursday on the actual 4th, I've got a barbecue to go to, and then I have to go see my sister who just had surgery on a knee replacement. And then I'm going to, after I hang out with her, because she's been on pain pills and she's going to be falling asleep on me, so I'm going to go to this guy. It's called Stop Obama. He's got a Facebook page. Anyway, we're having this huge rally with about 30 or 40 people with our signs and our flags and our Gadsden flags and impeach Obama, Obama must go, all these things. And so I'm going to go to that rally on Independence Day and just get out there. I hope the media's out there. I hope we stop traffic for miles. It's I-5. It's a big artery. It goes through the whole state up north and south. So it's going to be wild. Yeah, I'm doing everything I can, man. I you know me, Bill. I don't give up. I keep working. I just keep rolling. I'm like the little Energizer Bunny. I just keep going. I don't care. I don't care, man. These guys, I can't take these people. And we got to be like – yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we got to be like Jesus overthrowing the tables in the temple. We got to do it. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know, it's sticking to our beliefs and our faith and being true to that and being true to ourselves. And
yep.
if we can't be true to those two things, how can we be true to anything else?
I know.
And we have a country where we keep electing people by popularity or something, but nobody studies them to see.
I know.
Well, who's really got the best ideas and going to do the best jobs?
I know. Look, here's
the
thing.
That's the sadness.
Look, here's the thing. What I've been doing, a lot of people out there, everybody poo-poos different people. People say that Alex Jones is crazy. They say Glenn Beck's crazy. I take truth wherever I can find it, whether it's biblical, of course, I get that. But I mean, if Glenn says something, if Glenn says something that makes sense, I'll listen to it. I'll check it out. You know, I don't like what Rand Paul said the other day.
I think every elected official should have to do an MMPI. That's a Minnesota Multi-Personality Inventory.
I think, that too.
And when it's scaled out, that should be posted for other people to be able to see. And it's not hard once you have it scaled out to be able to point out when something goes too high or too low. And
look,
there you go.
Oh, I know.
And you would see who's really got mental problems. It's probably the elected would lose overwhelmingly because most of them would fail for being narcissistic or self-indulgent.
Yeah, and multiple personality disorders. Yeah, I know. There would
they probably all fail for being liars.
Well, that too. But there would be more. And how about megalomania? And the other one is, I've got a whole list of the ones I think should be in straitjackets inside rubber rooms right now. Reid and Pelosi are the first two. I think there's Upchuck Schumer, of course, Ellison. There's more. But
well, there's the guy who thought Guam was going to tip over. Every time I hear him talk, I'm thinking, not how stupid he is, but how stupid are the people who voted him in?
Yep. Oh, they're like that chick, Janelle or whatever, Gentile or whatever her name was, that was the girlfriend of Trayvon Martin. That's how stupid those voters are. And you know that, Bill. You know.
My daughter, who's going to be going, granddaughter, who's going to be going in first grade, could read that letter better than she did.
Well, yeah.
Sadness is, she wrote it.
Well, she dictated it, but she didn't write it.
She dictated.
No, not at all. Anyway, no, of course not. And
she's probably bound for Harvard.
Yeah, under Obama, freebies. Look, what Glenn said made a whole lot of sense to me, because everything that's happened with Ron's show, with other people's shows that have happened in the last few days, I mean, believe me, you and I can see it. Ron sees it. Mikey B sees it. Everybody that I've talked to on Facebook, et cetera, we know. I've seen so many posts that we know that this republic is dying, and there's nothing we can do right now to stop it. But what Glenn said made a lot of sense, and he said, guys, he says, get into your scripture and start holding on to that real, real good. Get on your knees. And, of course, he's always said that. But he says, I want you to be able to not have to carry around a pocket constitution, that you are going to know that thing backwards and forwards, inside out, like it was part of your being and your fingerprints, you know, and part of your heartbeat. So I've been doing that everywhere I go. I've been out to the pool, or even when I'm on the treadmill now at the gym, I'm reading from front to back, especially the Bill of Rights and all this new stuff I'm learning on the resolutions of 1798. And they're amazing. And I'm going to get into some of that tomorrow. But, oh, man, you know, because
I want to tell you the wildest thing I've done in all this, Linda. I got with some friends, and we went around and we hit a whole bunch of churches. And every church we went to, I warned those people.
Good. 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 You have to. You know, the pastors have to wake up as well. You know, and the congregation have to steer their pastors, right? They got to tell them, look, everybody starts speaking the truth. Forget 501c3. Forget the government. Forget all of it. You go through scripture. You talk about what Jesus said. You talk about the founders. You talk about all of it. You know, you got to speak truth to power. Which one is that, Doc? Morning, long story short.
A couple of those churches I went to, they teach their people. They're paying attention, and they're taking their people outside the church privately, away from the church, so they can't say that the preacher is doing it at church. And they're just having little cookouts and talking.
Wow.
But they're learning. And then they're going out, and they're spreading the word amongst their family and friends. And it's starting to catch on. I said it would. It will. It's going to get worse and bigger. If I was Obama, I'd stay in Africa.
I wish he would, and then maybe somebody would take him out. I don't know. Maybe he could, I don't know, get run over by something that's in the wild. God, I don't know. I can't take that thing anymore. He's so evil, and he is evil. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if he's a puppet. The man hates this country. Look what he's doing. Oh, God, you know, and here's the thing, because here's my take on this. When this S hits the fan, and it's going to hit the fan, we all know it's going to hit the fan. We just don't know what day it's going to hit it. After the dust settles, people like you and me are going to have to whoever's alive is going to have to rebuild this thing. We better know what we are doing. You know what I'm saying? We better know.
I don't think it'll get rebuilt, Linda.
I do. I absolutely think it can. I think.
Well, I don't read that it does.
What I'm saying is that because I don't know when the futurist thing on the rapture comes. I have no idea what's going on with that. Anyway, he's Doc is posting something in there. I think that's the one, but I can't. Maybe. Oh, it's a different one. Okay, I don't know which one that is. He's giving me the stuff, and I can't leave. I don't want to post it because I'll lose my studio if I get into these links right now. But I can go on my tabs, but if I do the, I know the, on the links, I'll lose the whole studio, and then I'm flying blindly. But we got about a half
and
an hour.
And I always get these people on amnesty throwing that religious thing up. Oh, that he without the first of sin. I said, there's another part of that you people always leave off. Yes,
yep.
They did say, if you don't, if you let he with no sin cast the first stone and no one could throw a stone. So, but then Jesus turned to her and said, my child, thou art forgiven. Go
but,
and sin no more. Why do you always leave that part out, I ask?
Yeah, what'd they say to you?
Well, there's a lot of Catholic sites won't let me on because of that.
God.
Because they supported amnesty and they used that,
I'm not
and I
surprised.
Came back and used the last part of it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised because it used to be, well, look, they used to do everything in Latin and they didn't want anyone to have their own Bibles, and you know that for sure, because they wanted to control the people. I can't even
I know
understand
that,
why.
Linda. My ancestors were persecuted and run out of Europe to, and they fled to England, but they were published, printed, and translated, published, and printed the first English Bible
right.
with
right.
Miles Coverdale.
Yes, awesome.
And they came to the United States in the 1600s.
Wow, that is amazing.
One of the first churches here. They founded the Lutheran religion. That's why it's called Emmanuel Lutheran. It's after Emmanuel van Meteren, who is an ancestor to me and Chad. Chad amazingly looks a lot like that side of the family.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. You guys are great. If you want me to place something, I'm going to go get something to drink over here, and then or you can talk, whichever you want to do.
Well, go ahead and place something. I'll grab a drink.
Okay, here we go. This is the this is all about the Founding Fathers battle the gun grabbers from the grave. These are the quotes from our Founding Fathers, and I'll be back in about 2 minutes, and we'll resume. You enjoy this because this is history, guys. I'll be back in a second.
I get that. The Second Amendment to the Constitution, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
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 The Founding Fathers agree. Armed citizens make good government.
I ask, sir, what is the militia?
It is the whole people.
Who is the militia? Are they not ourselves?
To disarm the people, that is the best and most effective way to enslave them. George Mason.
Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. Tench Cox, 1788.
The Constitution preserves the advantage of being armed, which Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, where the governments are afraid to trust the people with arms. James Madison, Federalist, number 46.
A free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. George Washington.
The Founding Fathers created the Bill of Rights, enshrined individual protections, including the Second Amendment, because they understood that power inherently corrupts. The Bill of Rights was set up to try to discourage bad behavior from government, try to further restrain it, and try to head off what they knew would eventually become misinterpretations of the law and attempts to misconstrue the intent of the founders. But their quotes here could not be more clear.
If the representatives of the people betray their constituents, there is then no recourse left but in the exertion of that original right of self-defense, which is paramount to all positive forms of government. Alexander Hamilton, The Federalist, number 28.
Are we at last brought to such a humiliating and debasing degradation that we cannot be trusted with arms for our own defense? Patrick Henry.
The Constitution shall never be construed to authorize Congress to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. Samuel Adams.
The right of citizens to bear arms is just one more guarantee against arbitrary government, one more safeguard against the tyranny which now appears remote in America, but which historically has proved to be always possible. Hubert Humphrey.
Hey, guys, we're back. Thank you for hanging in there, and we just love our Second Amendment. We fight, fight, fight. We must never give up our weapons. Are you back with me, Bill?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, look, Doc was saying some really interesting stuff here. I want to go through that. The Zero administration announced Tuesday they're going to delay for 1 year until 2015 the Affordable Care Act mandate of employer provide coverage for their workers. Oh my God. Or pay penalties responding to business complaints because they've been complaining and postponing effective date beyond next year's midterm elections. Another ploy too. So they won't lose.
Let's be real. They're getting ready to try to pull off the two biggest
evils.
I mean, what is the cost? What is the cost? The total cost of the health care bill and amnesty.
Yeah, we've got. Well, yeah, it's all part of the Agenda 21 thing. You know that.
Before Obama leaves office, he will have taken our national debt
over
$30 trillion. I'm going to say.
Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Yeah.
The amnesty bill, when Heritage Foundation put out that number of $6.7 trillion, that was based on 11 million people being here illegally.
I know.
And the real number is three times that. So you're going to triple that cost. And then you're going to add in the cost of what health care is going to rack up on them. You are going to take the national debt up $20 trillion in 8 years. $20 trillion in 8 years.
Yep, it's sick.
He is going to double what all of his predecessors did combined.
Yeah, all 43 of them? God. Unbelievable. Yeah, oh, I know. Look, this is even...
But what the
even,
people don't wake up to is you're the ones that are paying that, not him, you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's on your backs. And you keep wanting entitlements, well, your entitlements are going to put you... You know when you see that little kid down there with a bowl and he's playing in dirty water with a few grains of rice? That's going to be you and your family. That's what you're bringing on this country.
Oh, I know. I know. I don't get it. It makes me completely lose my mind. And I hear you. I mean, we all know what's going on. We know what we're going to be up against. In one sense, I'm not even sure we really know, except that my mind can go in those places because I have read history. I know.
I can't tell you how dark I've had to think.
I know. I know. It's awful. Yeah.
It is
no,
awful.
Look, it is because look what's going on around us. We're seeing the tip of the iceberg. Every time you see citizen journalists, people with their iPhones, whatever, going out recording and camcording and YouTubing all these crap that the police state's doing to their own citizens. This goes on a daily basis, Bill. You know that's what's going on. And they're taking people's arms away from them. Yes, at least sometimes, you know, we get victories in the courts after a few months. But why the hell should we have to go through that? That's insanity. People's dogs are being shot. People are they're running around like Gestapo and in their tanks and their riot gear for no damn good reason.
I got to tell you, I got in trouble the other day because there was an article about a guy eating a dog, and I'm like, well, whoopee, he had kicked a gogi. And somebody throwed a fit. And I said, you don't throw a fit when they eat Italian or Mexican in this country, so why are you throwing a fit when they eat Korean? And he came back and said, well, this is America. And I thought, does he know how stupid that just sounds? Because I just mentioned how much, you know.
I know.
Yeah. Out where I live, we have a problem with people dumping dogs all the time. And if I call the Humane Society to come and get them, they want to charge me $50-$75 to take the dog. And I'm like, I'll be damned, it ain't my dog. And
that's ridiculous.
At the time I asked all this stuff, our local sheriff told me, shoot it and bury it on your property.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. You know how deep you got to go so it doesn't – oh, my God, that's ridiculous. That's not right. That's really bad. Well, are you guys allowed to have incinerators?
But That's what most people out here do, is they shoot a dog and they bury him.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I got to tell you.
But Linda,
I,
we'll have 100 dogs dumped out this way in a year.
Doc just answered my questions. Oops, I spelled wrong. Thank you so much. He said 3 feet. Well, you know, 3 feet's pretty. In fact, where I live, with the, being in a city, they got underground cables of everything. I can't dig nothing. I'm lucky to have my garden. Let me tell you, it's pretty nuts. It's pretty crazy here, and it gets worse.
Well, we're
used to
having to go a little deeper because the most dumped dog out here seems to be pit bulls.
Oh, God. In case they come back to life, you think they're demonic? Oh, Lord.
No, they're different ones.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding.
I had one. I had to get rid of it. The cat damn near killed it.
Oh, jeez. Yikes. Anyway, so, okay, we got about 20 minutes or less left. But, you know, I know that we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm really excited about this coming in the next 10 days or so.
We're going to see more distractions coming at us. Just mark that down. I told you there's going to be more distractions coming at us because they're going to try to force this amnesty bill through somehow. And they got his climate thing he wants to force through. You know, cap and trade was shot down by the Senate and the Congress, yet he went right around them and is doing it anyway. Why ain't anyone stopping that? Wait a minute. We done said no to this.
Yep.
You can't go around us and do it.
And you got Paul Ryan, who's a complete rhino. You've got Eric Cantor, stupid Boehner, God knows who else. All these idiots, they call themselves repubics, which they're not. They're the Whig Party. They are the Whig Party.
I got to tell you, the only guy I'm hearing that I'm liking is Ted Cruz.
Absolutely. And you know what?
I am amazed that this guy is going to be so popular before.
Have you heard his father speak? He's amazing. He was on Glenn's show. He's been on YouTube. That guy's all over YouTube. He's amazing. He's great. And but you know what? Of course, they've already set the precedent so that, you know, a non-citizen can be president of the United States. That apparently doesn't matter anymore. That part of the Constitution. And Ted Cruz was born in Canada, by the way. So actually, they'll scream and shout and bitch and moan and say he can't run because he was born in Canada. Like the schmuck was not born in Kenya and his dad was a dual citizen and all the rest of it. And the witch was a, you know, globe-trotting communist little trollop. Oh, that doesn't matter. Oh, no. And he's a Muslim and he's a liar and a cheat and a miserable piece of, you know what, that doesn't matter at all. Oh, no. He can be on the ballot. It's sickening.
He will come promising change, changing the laws and changing the views, but what he will bring is destruction. The book of Daniel.
Yep. And you know what? Raul Cruz talked about Fidel Castro because every single thing, and this was when Fidel very, very, very first inkling that he was going to run for office or whatever and be the takeover of Cuba. Exactly the same playbook, the same words, verse by verse, that Obama talked about because Fidel said hope and change. And then after he got down further on the campaign trail, Fidel Castro said he was vilifying the rich, tax the rich, they're not paying their fair share, word for word. So if people even would just pay attention to Mr. Cruz, the elder, we could get somewhere. You know, I'm not holding my breath because there are so many people out there that I swear to God, I can't.
They will pick somebody who they can who's controlled by them. I got to tell you, there's a commonality between John Kerry, John McCain, and Mitt Romney. Do you know what it is?
They're stupid. They're liberals.
They have all three attended the Bilderberg conferences.
That's not surprising. Yeah, well, so have the Clintons. So has stupid Oprah Winfrey. Oh, God, I can't stand her.
Yeah, she's the one who got Obama okayed.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah. She had him
Soros
on her show.
Marie Strong attends it.
Yep. Oh, sure. Oh, we know. We know who they are. I mean, and who's the other one? Timothy Tax Cheat Geithner? That little piece of garbage? Oh, man.
Well, his, yeah. They're all internet connected, and that's the thing. It's the greatest conspiracy ever.
I know.
Ever.
I know.
And the sadness is, it's true.
Yep, it's true. It's not a theory. It's a fact.
I'm a guy who studied great conspiracy writers like Ludlum and Arnold Dasherbois and others. Great conspiracy writers, and much of what they wrote, Ludlum was questioned many times. How did he know the things he knew? He did his research, and from his research, he predicted where it was going to lead, and he wrote that way.
Sure.
And
oh my gosh.
And so did Arnold Bourgeois. He did the same things. He read the headlines and stuff, and he predicted from the headlines what the next headlines would be. And he was pretty accurate. He wrote The Spike and Monimbo.
Wow.
Of course, Ludlum's greatest work in my eyes was The Moderese Circle. You read it, it is perfect for today.
Wow.
It's scary how perfect it is.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
A global elite trying to take global control and how they were doing it. And if you read
oh,
my God.
Well, you know, that one we talked about, I can't remember if it was the last time on the air or maybe through Facebook and emails and stuff that I had. In fact, it was on Facebook with Yola, and we were talking about the history of not only the Illuminati but the Rothschilds. And I downloaded everything. I think I got it from Facebook or one of them, and then I went ahead and copied it and put into my –
On Patriot Family's site, you'd have to go back quite a ways. When Ron first joined us, Ron put a thing on there about the Rothschilds. It took me a couple of days, Linda.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of days to go through
this thing. When I got back into my word processing thing, it was actually 47 pages long. So, absolutely. But I got through it when I started reading it, and then I went copied and pasted. And I'm sure that there's parts that I kind of skim through. I'm going to have to go back and reread the whole thing. But look, these people are actually not only diabolical, they're demonic. I think they are descendants of Satan.
I want you to read something. And ignore the parts about aliens in it, but read the rest of it.
Okay.
That's the Majestic 12 papers.
Okay.
I have actually seen them unblack.
Majestic 12 papers?
Yes.
Okay.
It describes the global elite and what they're up to. And you're going to freak out because this is from the 1930s, and it's going to fit today, and it's going to fit they've done.
Sure.
It's the alien part in there that I laughed off. But now, after everything else has happened that I've seen, that I read about in there, I'm kind of like, well, maybe that's part of it too. I don't know. I don't know everything.
Well, that's true. Look, I know that there's going to be a lot of that. Part of
that.
There's a lot of that stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff that you and I, you know, as far as the alien connection and all that stuff, that will not be revealed to us until we go to the other side, I believe. I think that's what, you know, there's many things that we don't get to know yet on this side that we have to wait to go to get that the questions answered. But the other stuff, you know, like the Project Paperclip, the Muslim Brotherhood Project, all these things, and all of this stuff where the vaccines and the global population decontrollers and there's just so much of it. How the hell do you keep up with this stuff? And you've got the fascism, you've got the corporatocracy, you've got all these evil, evil entities running things, the big pharma. They're all intertwined. They're getting money from the government, which is us, to fund our own demise in every frickin' way.
Yeah.
It's sick.
They use our money to fight us.
Yeah.
That is so wrong.
To destroy
us. Our money to fight us.
To destroy us.
A group whose name is the race translates to the race, and who's a racist-based group. Never hits the list on the SPLC, but Tea Party and Christian does.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh,
and
no.
The problem
no.
is these people want to destroy this country, and they're getting $15 million a year from us to do it.
It's sick. I know. I mean, look. I mean, we could
and
go through everything.
They can get 401c status.
Yeah, we can go through every single fascistic, evil corporation, Serco, Serbius, the Wall Street clowns, the banksters, the Rothschild. You can go through all this, but what's happening with these global elites and the evil one in the White House and the rest of his minions and the stupid 535 idiots, stupid philosopher king idiots who have whored themselves out. They're helping to destroy this republic. They're taking it down to the last, you know, nanosecond of, you know, heartbeats until we're pronounced. And we will be DOA whenever they decide to do it. And this is what's happening. It's disgusting. I know it.
Vladimir Putin was right a few weeks ago when he said Obama was turning the United States into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, when you're dealing with a Russian who's ex-KGB and I like him better than this, I mean, please, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble.
I think he's more straightforward and than Obama is. He just don't say nothing.
I know. I heard that good old Vlad just got divorced. I'm ready to call him up and see if he want to go out to dinner. Help me get rid of this guy. Oh, man.
I think the wealthy bachelors over in that area are the Klitschko's.
Oh, really? Oh, God.
Yeah. He's been heavyweight champion of the world for like 10 years.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I don't have time to play. I'm just kidding. But, okay, let me do, we got about 7 minutes left, and I want to thank Doc and FT for hanging in there. I know Yo was kind of not doing real well. I'm hoping you're feeling better, too.
I'd like to set this show up, Linda, where we start a topic, and then we get Doc and these people to call in. Let's talk about the topic. Let's take this show and let's just make it the best we can make it.
We've
got people who like Doc and FT that's been coming and listening to us.
I know.
Let's get everybody involved. Because
here's the deal.
The rest of you together do.
Yep. You bet. I think we should take their calls one at a time, and then, you know, everybody's been pretty cool, you know, being able to monitor themselves and not talk over each other. So that works pretty well. And then, like, let's say each person gets 5 minutes or whatever, and then bring in the next person, then we can kind of, you know, take turns, and the person who's doing the hosting of the show can moderate and say, okay, I'm giving you, you know, you're the number one spot, number two, go, three, go, you know, and that kind of deal. And then you just go in order.
I'm catching it from my audience sitting here inside my house now. Like, what about your audience? When do they get to talk?
Then you get on the phone, Chad. You call in, man, on your own line, and you talk to me.
That was the guy named Jerry Miller who was asking that question.
Oh, okay,
Jerry. He's looking at me and Chad asking that, and he's like, what about him? Well, I'm going to give him the phone number and stuff and tell him anywhere you're at. All you got to just call this number. You don't got to have a computer. You don't got to go through Blog Talk. You can call straight into this number and get the show.
That's right.
I'll be on there. You can ask the question.
Absolutely. All right. Now, if he's serious, you got to hand him the phone and let him talk to us. So.
I'm just a normal fucking guy.
I don't think I better.
All right. Just tell him to clean it up for Patriot families. I mean, if you're on Mikey B's show, everything goes, but.
Well, yeah.
Mikey says.
You know my history. You know the crowd, the kind of crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I laugh at people. I don't need no help. I got my own little army. And my army is based on friendship and loyalty.
Sure.
And love.
Well, my deal is I want to go through the amendment once per chance.
Well,
fuck about that.
Well, he's going to have to call in the wrong show. He wants to go through all the amendments.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I got him right in front of me. Get on the phone and talk to me, dude. I got him right in front of me. I've been memorizing him. I'm serious.
I'm not prepared right now.
He's not prepared right now.
I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here with one of the best pocket constitutions in the world. I got 50 of them sitting here bound with rubber bands for the Armageddon to hand out to people. Are you kidding me? I got stuff in here that'll blow your mind, dude.
If you've never, you can look up the head of the Outlaws makes a video once in a while, and he's on this kind of stuff too. And,
okay.
What's one of his videos and how he talks, and that's kind of how my brother here talks.
All right.
You don't want to offend nobody, but he's a biker.
Listen, you can come into my show tomorrow at 7 p.m. You can talk to Ron. I've got them sitting in front of me. I've been reading them over and over again to understand them better. I've been reading everything I can get my hands on the founding, believe me, because I need to know it. If I'm real lucky, I'll be one of the ones still alive to rebuild it, and I will. Believe me, I'm very determined. I am a very determined woman.
I know you are. I know Yo is. I know there's many others out there, like Martha, my friend Martha out of Arizona.
Many
determined people, women too. What it gives me is, I got to say this, the most fire I've seen in all of this, the most fire I've seen come out of a person came out of a woman. It
Which
was a
one?
Woman. Oh, I'm Christy. I'm close to where Christy Risk is at. And if you've never heard Christy talk, she's a fiery woman. I have a mother-in-law who was a Pentecostal preacher for 60-some years.
Wow.
And she's a very fiery woman. And she understands all this stuff that's going on.
Good.
And she supports what I do, what we do.
Good. I'm going to do the promo real quick, and then we're going to kind of wrap it up because we got like less than 3 minutes. Let me just do this for 41 seconds. We'll be right back.
Just go ahead, Linda. I'm going to go off air here.
Log Talk Radio and Patriot Family is where you need to be if you want to be informed and inspired 5 days a week. On Monday at 7:30 p.m., you can listen to the Constitution Hour. On Tuesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Family Chat. On Wednesday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Right from the Left Coast. On Thursday at 6 p.m., you can listen to Patriot Education. And on Friday at 7 p.m., you can listen to Exposed but Never Forgotten. All times are Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there.
Thanks, everybody. And Bill, we're still here. Are you still with me?
I'm still with you.
And thanks, Doc. Doc and FT, be blessed. Thank you guys so much.
Please
come tomorrow because I got an hour show. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to go nuts on my rant
here. I'll be here whether I can see or not.
Hang out with me, listen in, and if you want to call in, that's great. I'm not even sure but you know what? I'm so excited about Delaney, and I'm just going to find that key to change. Oh, my God. I know everybody is.
I can't wait to get there and just get everything set up and relax.
And Doc and FT, I wish you could come down to Indiana with us on the 12th. We are just so much fun. Same time tomorrow. Okay, thanks, Doc. Yeah, I know your wife does a really good show with these people. Can't remember the name of the was it?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but it was Pastor something, and I remember. It was really cool. And let me do this, and you guys are great. We'll try to do tomorrow. I'm only going to do an hour. I've got so much patriotic stuff to do tomorrow for Independence Week. I got 90 seconds. God bless, and I'll see you. I'm just going to take us out with a little bit of music, and love you guys.
God
take
bless
care,
everyone.
Guys.
God bless
God
you,
bless.
Linda. I'll see you in a couple
Thanks.
Of 10 days.
Yeah.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working. Try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the chain. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name?
Good night, guys. Love you. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.